On the KSRO live line with us is, well, Kenwood School is a neighbor of mine, and we're very well known just about everywhere. It's an award-winning school in the heart of the Sonoma Valley. Bob Bales is the principal of Kenwood School, and good morning to you, Principal Bales.
Good morning, Pat. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, it's always good to talk to the principal when you don't have to sit in his office for some reason. So I'm happy about that. What do you attribute the award-winning nature of Kenwood School?
Well, it's a myriad of factors, but it starts with the teachers. The teaching staff is outstanding, and our entire support staff. Our community support is pretty much unparalleled. We have not only our families who support it, but the Oakmont community. And because we accept inter-district transfers from neighboring districts, our boundaries, although they stop technically in Oakmont and Kenwood, they continue on through Sonoma Valley and up into Bennett Valley as well. I think people really really speak volumes when they're willing to drive their children 20 or 30 minutes away from their home to a school they think it meets the needs of their kids.
And it is a unique school, and Bob and I have known each other for years, and one of the new additions to the school right in the front there is a work in progress called the Legacy Garden. Tell us about that, Bob.
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Pat, for bringing that up. The Legacy Garden is something that was formulated by the Kenwood Education Foundation, which is our group of currently 11 volunteers who raise money through the foundation for our school and our district, which is one and the same. And the garden itself is a circular, I call it an art structure, that will eventually be filled with several hundred plaques and bricks that families may purchase in honor of a teacher, in honor of their student who's gone through our school, in honor of a family. We have one great story about a lady who lives here in Kenwood whose 12 grandchildren have gone through the school, and she wanted to buy a plaque
wow.
to honor all of the years that her 12 grandchildren have gone through our school. So it's a fundraising effort, and it's just been completed really in the last 6 months or so, and the plaques are being sold on the Kenwood Education Foundation website. And I think it appeals not only to our current families, but to families who built this school long before many of us were here.
And there is a long legacy to that. So it's the garden itself may be constructed, but by no means are all the plaques or, you know, ancillary products. Those are not gone, right? Those are still available.
Not by any means. We've sold the first, I want to say, 15 or so. We plan on being able to have up to 300 or 400 before the structure is complete. So it's a multi-year project, and we're looking forward to it being something that people will come and admire and appreciate about our school and our community for years to come.
Yeah, it's a unique and good-looking part of the front of Kenwood School. I will say that for sure. And this is a school that also opens its very large area outdoors to the community. I know I take advantage of it. I bring my pup over there on the weekends and let her run around freely. And it's just a shining example of how local communities do great work with the full support of those communities and beyond. And every year there are a few fundraisers, not too many, but a few fundraisers that benefit the Kenwood School. And I know you want to talk about one that's coming up Friday night, Bob.
I would love to. Thank you so much. The community support means so much to our children and to the success of our school and district. We have one very special one this Friday. It's at the Deerfield Ranch Winery in the caves there. It starts at 5:30 on March the 9th, and actually tickets are still available at $30 that can be purchased in our Kenwood School office or on the Kenwood Education Foundation websites. And we're honoring individuals. It's called the Big Heart Event, and it's basically awards honors to local people who have contributed their time and energy to support our community and our children in both large and small ways. I am thrilled to share that one of our recipients will be yourself, Pat Kerrigan, who has been such a voice of calm and reason through the crisis we all experienced with the fires in the fall. And we're really thrilled to honor you for all the work that you've done in so many ways for the children of our community, not just Kenwood, but throughout Sonoma County.
And Bob knows that the reason that I'm letting him talk about this on the air is because it's a charity event, and so we'll be raising money for the Kenwood Education Foundation. So, yeah, just want to throw that in there.
All of the funds raised will be contributed to the Kenwood Education Foundation for supporting the programs such as our physical education program, art, library, music, computer labs, our instructional assistant. I should also point out the other honorees are Aspen and Mike, who are the owners of Swede's Feeds, a local store that stayed open throughout the fires, making it really easy for rescuers to access supplies for animals. They really did a public service for us. And Steve Marshall, who's the longtime owner of Marshall's Garage over on Highway 12, who stayed here and worked behind the scenes, basically. specifically to help maintain vehicles and to help first responders. And it's we're calling it the Unsung Heroes Night for people who did so much, representative of so many who pitched in to help and save our community.
In fact, we had Steve Marshall on the air with us several times during the course of the fires. He's one of the people who stayed behind in Kenwood and tried to make sure everybody's houses, as many as possible, could be saved. And it was Steve Marshall who I was talking to a couple of days after the fires. He's the one who told me, he said, I'm standing in front of your house and your house is okay. And that's how I found out that the house was okay. So it is, we're colorful characters in Kenwood. There's no question about it. But and I'm looking forward to being at the Deerfield Winery that I've not been to yet. So it's supposed to be a beautiful spot.
We appreciate that, Pat. Looking forward to honoring you, Mike and Aspen, and Steve Marshall. We call Kenwood a culture of kindness, and the three representatives this year, yourself included, obviously, are paradigmatic of that. Kind people who make a difference in our community for our children.
Well, thank you in advance of that, Bob, and happy to be there. And yep, it's my hood, so I'm really glad I'm going to be able to be there on Friday. And if you would like to attend also and raise some money for the Kenwood Education Foundation, remind us, Bob, where we can get tickets.
Sure. It's a very down-home event, casual attire. Tickets are $30. You can call our school office at 833-2500, or you can go on the Kenwood Education Foundation website, which is www.kenwoodeducationfoundation.org, and you can purchase tickets there. It's heavy hors d'oeuvres, some really fabulous local wine from Deerfield Ranch.
Yeah.
Not a shock when we have Kenwood events. The wines are always fabulous. It's a great community event, great chance to meet others, and a great chance to celebrate the things we really value in our community, which is the people.
Amen to that, for sure. And that's fantastic. I will see you Friday night out there at the Big Heart Awards. Thanks for being on with us, Bob.
Thank you, Pat. Have a great morning and a great week. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, we will. That is Bob Bales. He's the principal of Kenwood School, and the Big Hearts Award coming up on Friday. That will be great, and it's always great when it involves raising money for a local charity. And got some remarks from some folks on Facebook. A lot of the remarks that we get on Facebook, I can't really allude to on the air because you can imagine why. But a lot of them we can. And somebody sent me actually an email earlier this weekend and said, you know, we ought to talk about the programs that ought to be in place to solicit more people to volunteer for their local fire departments in those areas like Kenwood, like many in the eastern part of Sonoma County, or anybody that's outside the incorporated areas in Sonoma County. The volunteer fire department really played a huge part of saving lives and saving homes, in some cases saving communities during the wildfires. And it would be great to find out about or instigate, if need be, a program where people could learn how to volunteer for their own volunteer firefighters. And again, you know, they are among the unsung heroes of what happened to us in October, and it would be a great idea. In fact, I'll float that idea to the powers that be and see if we can get that, if in some places it's already started, and get some attention for that particular thing. Because moving forward, it's all about putting better ideas into place, isn't it?